of themselves, ascribing to all the human emotions, feelings, and characteristics of their own God, Jesus, Buddha, Mazda, and Krishna, and the Egyptians did not, nor never implied that just Dasaru or Khonsu or Amun-Re is all, no, but rather they are the all, as all of them exist, even down to the pettiest qualities of human beings and humankind, such as jealousy, susceptibility to flattery and praise, desire for offerings and worship, and all the other survivals from the days of the childhood of the race. Such ideas are not worthy of grown men and women and are rapidly being discarded. Now, at this point, it may be proper for me to state that you make no distinction between religion and theology, between philosophy and metaphysics. They all deal in hope. Religion to us means institutional realization of the existence of the all and one's relationship to the all in all. We ascribe personality, qualities, and characteristics to all in all as that is us. Theories regarding its affairs, wills, desires, plans, and designs, and their assumption of the office of middle men between the all is the key, and the people must learn to respect the hierophant. You know, the master guide was sent by that. The Wabat and the Rebat, you know, the priests and priestesses. Philosophy to us means the inquiry after knowledge of things knowable and thinkable, but not sure, while metaphysics means the attempt to carry the inquiry over and beyond the boundaries and into the regions believed unknowable and unthinkable, yet not. And with the same tendency as that of theology, and consequently both religion and philosophy mean to us things having roots in reality, while theology and metaphysics seem like broken reeds rooted in the quicksands of ignorance, as in monotheistic religions, Mosesism, Christism, and Mohammedism, and affording naught but the most insecure support for the mind or soul of man is the very God they worship. We do not insist upon our students accepting these definitions. We mention them merely to show our position. At any rate, you should hear very little about theology and metaphysics and monotheism and Egyptian teachings. But while the essential nature of the all is knowable, as you and you about you, there are certain truths connected with its existence which the human mind finds itself compelled to accept. And an examination of these reports form a proper subject of inquiry, particularly as they agree with the reports of Pawabat, the priest, or those on the higher planes. Our vertical lines here on this horizontal link. And to this inquiry, we now invite you. Now, that which is the fundamental truth, the substantial reality, is not beyond true naming, but the wise call it Pa-Pimpta, the all. In its essence, the all is knowable. For if you are in the all, and you are knowable, then all is knowable. The human reason, whose reports we must accept so long as we think at all, informs us as follows regarding the all, and that without attempting to remove the veil of knowable, we need not remove the veil of God, but rather just go up and take the mask and put it on to inherit your responsibility as a child of God and a God yourself. For all must be all that really is. There can't be nothing existing outside of the all, else the all would not be all. Even the all is in all. The all must be in the infinite, as infinite is infinite, for there is nothing else to define, confine, bound, limit, or restrict all. But the all has the distinction of being the all, as if there are others, but they are not the one we are talking about. It must be infinite in time, in an infinite state of time, or eternal. It must have always continuously existed. For there is nothing else to have ever created it, and something can never evolve from nothing. And if it had ever not been, even for a moment, it would not be now. It must continuously exist forever, for there is nothing to destroy it. And it can never not be, even for a moment, because something can never become nothing. It must be infinite in space, infinite exist in blackness, infinite. It must be everywhere, for there is no place outside of all. It cannot be otherwise than continuous in space without break, cessation, separation, or interruption. For there is nothing to break, separate, or interrupt its continuity, and nothing with which to fill in the gaps. It must be infinite in power, for absolute darkness, for there is nothing to limit, restrict, restrain, confine, disturb, or condition blackness. But light, black is far, black is near, or night as night, it is subject to no other power stronger than black. All must be immutable, or not subject to change in any real nature, in its real nature. The all has a nature, for you are the all in all, as inside all. All is not nature, but as nature moving in it is Hanu. For there is nothing to work changes upon all, but the all can grow within all. Nothing into which it could change, nor from which it could have changed. It cannot be added to, nor subtracted from, increased nor diminished, nor become greater or lesser in any respect whatsoever. It must have always been and must always remain just what it is now. All there has never been is not now and never will be. Anything else into which it can change, the all is a it, but all can't really be called an it. It is also in all. All being infinite, absolute, eternal, and unchangeable, it must follow that anything finite, changeable, fleeting, and conditioned cannot be all, but can happen in all. To say Allah God is one, is it or the all oneness, or is its or all's? And as there is nothing outside of all in reality, then any and all such finite things must be as nothing in reality. So their gods does not exist in all, and all is in all, even all the thes. Now, do not become befogged nor frightened by facts. We are not trying to lead you into anything. This was your way of life long before monotheism. There is a reconciliation of this apparent contradictory state of affairs. Be patient. We'll reach it in time. Now, we see around us that which is called matter, which forms the physical foundation for all forms. Is the all merely matter? Are you just body? Not at all. Mere matter cannot manifest life or mind. And a life is manifested in the universe. Mind is unmanifested, yet exists in the all, and cannot be only matter, for nothing rises higher than its own source. Nothing is ever manifested in an effect that is not in the cause. Nothing is evolved in a consequent that is not involved as an antecedent. And then modern science informs us that there is really no such thing as matter. Quantum physics, that what we call matter is merely interrupted energy or force, that is, energy or force at a low rate of vibration. Why this book needs updating, being written wrong in 1912, then 1940, long before the new realities like the splitting of the atom and antimatter, as well as quarks and zenes. Many things today means the old Kabbalion today is wrong information, misleading many. Matter has melted into mystery. That is my story. Not his story. His story became his story. Even material science has abandoned the theory of matter and now rests on the basis of energy and not a God created this or that. Where's the proof? Is the all mere energy or force? not energy or force, as the materialists use the term, for their energy and force are blind, mechanical things devoid of life or mind. Life and mind can never evolve from blind energy or force called light, for the reason being, all things originated from and in darkness. Nothing rises higher than its source. Nothing is evolved unless it is involved. Nothing manifests in the effect unless it is in the cause. And so, the all cannot be mere energy or force, for if it were, then there would be no such thing as life and mind in the human existence. And we know better than that, because you need both life and mind to read this scroll. For we are alive and using mind to consider this very question. And so are those who claim their energy or forces everything as their God wrong. What is there higher than matter or energy that we know to be existent in the universe? Life and mind. Life. I'll hear you. Three men, eh? Life and mind and all their varying degrees of enfoldment. Then you ask, do you mean to tell us that all is life and mind? Yes and no is our answer. If you mean life and mind as we poor petty mortals know them, we say no. All is not that. But what kind of life and mind do you mean, you ask? The answer is living mind is the all. Mind is all. As far above that which mortals know by those words as life and mind are higher than mechanical forces or matter. Infinite living mind as compared to finite life and mind. We mean that which the learned souls mean when they reverently pronounce the word Ka, spirit. The all is infinite living mind, the life of the spirit. The all is in all, as you are all humans. And the next time we'll approach Ka, double, spiritual, okay? Now, with that, I hope that we invoke some, and to the goddess that was speaking, the reason why I haven't introduced people to Don Ruiz and a lot of people like that, I know all of them, but the thing is because they're not what you call on a sirat, the fine filament, the straight and narrow. They don't have it all together, and they have they move some a little bit. They're putting in a lot of aggregations and a lot of, you know, assumptions and a lot of hypotheticals and this and that and the other. So what I'm saying is that in nothing that can rise above its source, Don Ruiz is not the Egyptians. He's not the original. It's not the original, you know, from on high. You follow me? But it's kind of a diluted form of reality. Now, it's just like the Bible that has been plagiarized, you know, for the seed of Seth at the Nicene Council and through many translations, not transliterations, it is changed into another book. But the thing is that you need a spiritual master to be able to have the far corn, the differentiation, distinction between allegorical and decisive, or to be able to intermarry the scriptures with Baena. But people that's reading these books and that don't have a real understanding of them can be misled very easily, and it creates confusion and loss and ultimately pain. So that's why I give people what it is that I know they need. Okay. What kind of questions, I try to keep them out of the laboratory pits. What is the next question if we have one?
Excuse me, I don't have a question.
And I'll do my best.
Go ahead, Susan. Go ahead.
I love you.
I had just remembered something as you were doing your thing reading, and I was supposed to tell the class about Scribd. If you guys don't know about Scribd, if you have
thank you.
Yeah,
spell it for them so they can hear
it.
Please spell it for them. God,
okay, I apologize. Scribd is on for Android phones, and I guess people who have like iPhones or whatever source you have to download apps. That's what you would go to on your phone, and it's called Scribd, S-C-R-I-B, apostrophe D. And a lot of this content that, like, Dr. York in some of his other lives or his other bodies or whatever you want to call it, but a lot of it's a lot. He has a lot of good books on there. The Gold Book is on there, the Black Book, the Book of Breath. It's just all kind of different stuff on there that, you know, some people might want to be interested in. There's a trial period, 30 days free, and then anytime after that, it is $8.99. But there are a lot of books that he wrote
that are on there. Yeah, and that's not bad. That's not a bad price. Yeah. A lot of them are beneficial, but let me interject this here. But when you get to things like Can Moose and the African Tide and the tribes and the majority of the thing, and in fact all the things that these fake messiahs and the students of York and everything, it's all physical. That's what a lot of people don't really understand clearly. It leads right back to physical. You know, even if they're talking like a young elder about this planet and that planet and the craft that they got and how high their technology is, they're talking about physical crafts. In other words, when you travel like an astronomer and on this plane, you can reach out infinitely in this universe to other galaxies and et cetera, you know, to Mars and Jupiter and to, the 16th galaxy or to Orion, for example. But that's all people don't realize, that they're still on the same plane. And if you have people in different worlds and a different star system that have advanced technology, it's still on the same plane. It's still on the same plane. We want interdimensional information, right? That's much more expanded and spiritual, and be able to make that transition, and not in a physical sense by being picked up in crafts and ships and taken to other worlds that are smarter, more advanced than us, or the reverse. But we want to be able to. My job is to take you all to the next level. That's why Malachi's turn, Atun Ray, was from 1970 when he broke the seal to 2000. And then my time, which is the final, is from 2000 to 2030, August 12th, because I'm taking you all out from the era of water into the era of air to reconnect you with the God inside of yourself and the self-realization that I am an all and all is in me. So I do things like just close my eyes inside and move anything you see, regardless of where you are. And nobody in those schools and with those books are ever going to be able to even attempt such advanced conscious, miraculous, deity events. They can't do things that gods can do. They're only teaching about people or beings that they feel are so advanced over them technologically that they consider them like gods. That's not what I'm teaching. I'm teaching people to wake up to the realization that they are God. And there is no out there. These people are still talking about going out there to this planet and that planet, and I'm trying to tell them that all these things are really inside of you. All these things are in you. So when I close my eyes and move the moon and put my face into it talking with a bright aura around it, and I look down at you from whatever country or city or state you're in, and I talk to you, and you see my lips moving along with my words to you on the phone, then that's my way of showing you that I'm everywhere, and that means so are you, right? So it's not like traveling to another place, and I don't care what kind of a fuel they use and if they can exceed the speed of light and this, that, and the other. It's still physical. I'm trying to get you all up over that to reconnect, not with a higher civilization on the same plane, but to raise up and to reunite with the author that's creating the characters. That's the ultimate reality. You are the one that shot Tuesday put Wednesday to bed. But the fear in it is that students that think that they're evolving and waking up because they snapped out of things as debased as Christianity, they are so excited about hearing something new that they don't realize that that's also created as a trap to stymie them, and it's also a dead end. That's why they need a spiritual master that was sent from on high. But when you talk to all these beings, these Atun rays, these various beings, these are niggas and peckerwoods that's on earth walking like you. And they pass an information from one to another like Don Ruiz. They learn from all the masters of old, and they read and text, and they become learned, and they memorize and things that other people taught. Then what they do is they collect all this information, and they rearrange it and make their own summaries, and they throw away what they don't want, keep what they want, until they come up with a whole psychological and physiological explanation for all things. And I'm talking about the place that things come from you. What I'm trying to explain to you is that when they say they find the God particle, the tiniest particle that ever existed, right? Then you have some young lady that's taking quantum physics, and she is firmly convinced that there's a particle even smaller than the God particle or the tiniest particle. But she can't prove it, but she knows it. She believes it. As she studies, she graduates, and she gets grants because she convinces other people when they look at her and they see her emotion in the way she expresses herself. They have confidence in the fact that she knows what she's talking about. So they give her $1 million grant. She studies, and 10 years later, she discovers it. And then she writes a paper, a journal, and everybody broadcasts it over the news. There has been another particle discovered that's smaller than the tiniest particle than the God particle. The question I want to ask you is, did that particle actually exist at the time she conceived of it? And possibly the answer is no. But that is the very point, isn't it? Because you see, it was her belief in it that evolved into facts by her knowing that there was something smaller than the smallest thing. It was her belief in it that created it. So we're not trying to find out the limits of physical creation. We're trying to create from the unlimited, infinite aspect as becoming one with all again, not merely the all. Does that make any sense? What I'm saying is that I really suggest that you take my hand right now and let me guide you through this minefield of thought. Because what it is you have men giving titles to other men, women giving titles to other, you know, they make it a general and professor, and there'd be appointed, the consul and this and that and the other and the president and all that by other people. You have to have, in short, a being that was sent from outside of this realm and vibration from on high. That's actually LHU 3 MEMS, a part of Creator, in order to fully and truly explain and get you to navigate creation and to indeed manipulate it in any way you want. See, because all these people and all these books, everybody in the school of Malachi that's been with him 40 years, there is not one student or one book that's moving stars, walking through walls, or performing any godly acts. So it's one thing we know about it. It's very restricted. It is very limited. It's not for gods. It's for evolved mortals that want to take a step towards being gods. In the school of Amun-Re, it's not that. You are here to transform into gods and goddesses. It's like Malachi told you. If you listen to the DVD he did called Proving the Existence of God, he clearly says that the vast majority of people are going to always and continuously worship God in sincerity and good faith. But yet there's a tiny group of exemplary students, chosen, that are transforming and shifting and evolving back into gods. That's us. We are the gods that they, the group you talk about, worship. Because we indeed can create and move reality, walk through the walls and move the stars. Let me emphasize it again. These people like Ruiz and Malachi, my brother, they're writing things and books about things and beings that worship us, the creator of the things they're writing about. They're not going to move anything, and they're going to stagnate and continue being like that hamster on the wheel of life, doing like the sun, rising up only to set again, and then rise up again only to set again on this proverbial wheel of life, going round and round and around, and never always remaining in the same place, never going anywhere. And that's not what this is about. But the thing is, like I say, when you're involved in this earth caste and you probably were born in it, because people think when they rise above Christianity and they find something that's different and unique from that, that it's all like, wow, the mother load, and I've got it. And I'm like, wait a minute now. Don't get ahead of your skis there. Don't put your horse before your carriage. You were blessed to be here with us in this group, because this is the way. In other words, let's simplify it. I need anybody here to name to me, other than this group right here, as few as we are at different times, because we're more than you may imagine, is there anybody else on the planet that's doing the things that we're doing, yes or no?
No.
That's right. No. Then we're the ones. And all the rest of them are not to be disrespected or discarded, but they won't get you there. Are you following me? It's like they're in sandbox, and we done already graduated university. We in another whole place. So you got to remember that when and Malachi's from out there, too. He's not a earth being, but the thing is there are those ranging in ranks. This is like going to schools. You have levels to it. You know, you have kindergarten, second grade, third grade, and different things like that. And people climb up the ladder, climb up on their own intellect. Malachi is like a baton race. And we're running to get to, it's not a finish line because it's not a destination, but a journey. But, Elijah Muhammad ran his lap. And then he gave people a thing that was very necessary. He taught black people to respect one another, stop eating pig feet. And the white man was the devil. And he didn't teach them that niggas was the devil. But see, and he taught them a lot of things, and he taught them about business and self-reliance, and they established importing, exporting, restaurants and pride, and dressing and hygiene and organization and a lot of wonderful, powerful things that were very necessary. Because you're not graduating from college if you miss elementary school or junior high. Let's be frank about it. So it's just as necessary. And the School of Malachi was just a platform from which we had to catapult ourselves up to this level right here to be prepared for the school of our moon raid. That's all it was a prep school. That's why that is stated by the Creator that Atu Re is an angel that was sent here. Yes, he was sent. But his reason for being sent, you have to magnify it. He was sent here to prepare the way for my arrival. He was sent to introduce you to and prepare you for the return of the real Messiah. The Messiah. You got it? So yeah. It's not about going into all the books and the aggregates, the things that they created, because you're taking a step backwards. But it appears to be forward when you just came from the school of Christianity or no school at all. I guess it would be forward from that perspective, but we don't have the time or the luxury to renegotiate that or litigate that. You have to come on up here, because if you can't make this leap, you're not going to move stars and move. In other words, it's not the kind of thing that we're doing and evolving into doing and learning to do and making this shift. It's not going to be found in any of these old doctrines. You're not going to read Message to a Black Man from Elijah Muhammad, even though he did a very necessary and powerful job. The message to the black man is not going to teach you how to walk through no wall. It'll come out your body. And if you can't come out your body, you can't make it to the heaven that I'm going to and the ones with me. You're going to be left behind. You know, you got a lot of people in this world that know everything. But it's meaningless because they know everything about nothing. Because everything they know revolves around person, places, and things. They know the history of this. They know when the tribe, the Wiccan Moose, how much gold he had. They know the sovereignty, and they know the indigenous, and they know and all that kind of. What does it mean at the end of the day? You got people that are great historians, and they can tell you all this. They can sit and talk for hours about the ancient Egyptian civilization. The only Egyptians I'm interested in are the ones that's looking in the mirror right now on the phone with me. Because I deal in now. Now. God never looks back. And when you're looking back at Tewksbury from 1970 to 2000, you are looking back. In the same way that when Elijah Muhammad had his school, when he got finished, he had the dignity to tell everybody truthfully, say, now it's time to go to the man with the letter lamb, talking about Malachi. Because he had finished his mission, and he was noble enough to stand up and do that. But some people want to just hang on and be like P. Diddy, be in their own videos, keep jumping out there, hey, hey, it's me. You know, like, they can sit your ass down. You did your thing, now move out the way. You hindering the people. Now you're getting ready to destroy and tarnish all the good things and the wonderful things that you did. Let it be. Get out the way of the master's plan. Stop it. Sit down, angel. It was wonderful. But it's time for something new. The only thing consistent is change. And God's keep looking back. Malachi visions. And taking these posters of him and airbrushing them, making him look young and making him look different. It's the same old stuff over and over again. What do we need to go back to them old books for? Hey, need somebody tell me just one of the books that he authored or that they putting out now that's going to teach you how to come out of your body or heal yourself or transform into a spiritual master or move stars or matter or make a helicopter out of aluminum foil. Name me one. You see? Because the people that started with him 40 years ago got the exact same amount of power that today that they did the first day they came to him. Latil, 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 zero, zero, zero. That's not to say that we don't respect and admire Elijah Muhammad and Noble Drew Ali and Martin Luther King and all their works, because without them and their shoulders to stand on, we would not be here today. It's a baton race. But what I'm saying is that you can't stay in a perpetual kindergarten sandbox and expect to graduate from a university, let alone a universal conscious school. Are you following me? But that being said, there'll be many times, like John said, that I'll look back and I'll even make biblical or Quranic references or read things written by Malachi or Elijah Muhammad or anybody else, because I know that my people have been lost, and hopefully the lost found tribe of Israel, and they are in many vast and variegated schools of thought. So I have to go where the people are. Sometimes I have to Abani Ghani, or I'm not even like Malikani want to be Asuli Wayomi, I have to pray, faith, and breathe. I have to know more about the Quran or the Bible than their pastors or the imams, because that's the school they're in. So I can't approach them with quantum physics, talking about Pa Tempta and Kulum and Fa'ut and all that, because they recognize only one God or Allah. So I have to make a backward step sometimes in order to pull them forward. But it's not what I want or my evolved disciples want. That's not what we want. But we know that out of human compassion, that if we want to be as compassionate as God with Aisha and divine love, we have to learn to be as supportive, patient enough to allow them room for growth and go back and pick them up and bring them forward. Because there is no bigger, smaller than I of all, unless they choose, Grasshopper, to do otherwise. Follow? But with that, I do tip my celestial hat to all the masters, because that's what they were in their time and place. They were masters for that day and time. When you consider the conscious level of the people that they were sent to in that era, Esther, Fatima, they were masters thousands of years ago in the level of consciousness the people they were sent to were at. But if they were sent right now today in 2019 with that same level of information, they would be square of the pool table and twice as green. Now, the thing is that the Creator makes adjustments. So as whenever the student is ready, the teacher appears. So only for those of you all that are ready to take that quantum leap will I appear. Don't think it's by happenstance or coincidence that you found me and stumbled across me. No, you didn't, because it was your destiny. Before they laid the foundations of the pyramids and the stars were strung across the sky, you were destined to make it here because you were chosen. You didn't choose the Creator chose you. Y'all keep these donations up. Everybody that ain't got a package, shame on you. You need to do that because you can't just steal a hearing and think you're going to grow with the gods. That's fantasy. The people that are really getting these packages, they already tell you the value of them and how it's transforming their lives. So when I hear people, I saw them on Facebook yesterday, when they, the old books that Malachi wrote 30 years ago, and brothers said, how much can I get? I sure wish I could buy that. And I was myself, right. You moonwalking mentally, nigga. What do you want message to a black man for? I got you. It's nostalgic, and it was a wonderful thing. But you ought to be past not eating pig feed by now if you're going to make it. You should be thinking about how you can create different realities and transform and become immortal. Don't worry about no balloon ceremonies. You need to be past all that. This is another level, don't you understand? It's a difference between these people that's worshiping gods. They worship Anu, they worship the Elohim and worship the Netru, and I pray to this one and I pray to that one. No, I'm trying to transform you all into the ones that are being worshipped, the very gods themselves that are not a part of creation, but are just merely looking down on it and manipulating it. We're all one divine love. Support. Be serious and real. True to thine own self. And like the sister said, don't assume. Remember the first three letters in that word. Support this mission. We have a lot to do and a short time to do it in. I love you for real. The real Messiah, Amun-Re. Peace.